cheers from Tahrir Square over the weekend. Officials confirmed that Muslim Brotherhood candidate Mohamed Morsi will be the country's first democratically elected president. Mr. Morsi, in his victory speech, tried to reassure both Christians and women they had nothing to fear from an Islamist president and called for national unity, saying he will be the president for all Egyptians. Just before we came on air, we checked in once more with Omar Khalifa, director of O Media. He's based in the resort of El Guner by the Red Sea. And I asked him to talk about the mood outside of Cairo.
You know, the 50% of the people voted, so those are 26% of the people celebrating. But there's a whole lot of, there are like 12 million who voted for the other candidate, which is Shafiq, who are, which includes me. And we're all, of course, depressed. Everyone I was speaking to yesterday and today just don't know, have no idea where the country is going to go.
Well, but you must have some ideas about the direction that the country will go. What were you afraid of in Mohamed Morsi? Are you afraid that he might try to institute Sharia law?
I'll tell you, yeah, I think he's going to affect us in many ways. It's not only about internally. I think also with foreign relations, I don't think he's that, experienced enough. And that's why I was supporting the other candidates, even though he was from Mubarak's regime. But I don't think he was in a managerial position more than a political one, you know. He was the minister of the aviation, of civil aviation. So I think that he's more than a manager. And I think he did a really good job there. But we had the feeling that where he's going to take this country. But with Mohamed Morsi, it's like a gamble, you know. You don't know what exactly he's going to do with Camp David. You don't know what he's going to do with the U.S. or with Iran or with Hamas or with, so many other big question marks. And internally, I think, of course, you know, when he gets back to parliament, there are going to be many strict laws which will definitely affect tourism.
Well, let me ask you, do you think the government, the president will end up having the powers or will it be the military in the end? Or maybe you're hopeful that the military will retain power.
I think it's a ticking bomb, you know. I think sooner or later, there's now a power struggle, you know, and I don't think that the Tahrir Square is going to be empty again and everything will get back to normal. I think the first disagreement between them will spark the power struggle thing again. Like the mission of the new president is to get back the constitution and the parliament. That would be the main struggle they'll face. But I do see them gaining more ground, of course, because they do have time, you know.
And in the end, do you think Egyptians will unite under Mohamed Morsi?
No, I doubt it. I really, I don't think there is a chance that we can unite under him.
That's Omar Khalifa, director of O Media, no fan of his new president. He was speaking to us from El Guner. Also with us this morning, Abdul Rahman Hussein, based in Cairo. Abdul writes for the Guardian newspaper and blogs at sibilantegypt.com. So you heard Omar there. He says that, in fact, Morsi is not ready for the presidency. What do you think?
Well, I think that neither would Shafiq be. I mean, Shafiq has allegations of corruption hanging over his head. He has a military background. The entire point of this revolution was to kind of take us away from this authoritarian, despotic regime. That doesn't mean that people wanted the Muslim Brotherhood in its stead, but however, it's something to work with. And I just like to point out that in his first victory speech last night, Mohamed Morsi said that he will respect all international treaties and accords, which of course includes the Camp David peace deal with Israel. So he is trying to adopt a conciliatory approach to things, and I think there are many fears here in Egypt, but the majority of them are unfounded. I think that it's gotten a bit hysterical in how much people are worried about what this could mean.
Abdul Rahman Hussein, he's writes for the Guardian newspaper and blogs at sibilantegypt.com, and we are of course talking about the announcement that Mohamed Morsi, who was the candidate for the Muslim Brotherhood, has been announced as the first freely elected president.
But both of these candidates really would have been figureheads under this system.
They would have been. And in fact, Shafiq, that he was talking about, had strong connections both to Mubarak's regime and to the military itself. And to a certain extent, the election of Morsi is perhaps more a rejection of the old regime than it is an endorsement of his policies.
Although Omar has said that if they have a battle, that we will see the power grab. The other scenario is conceivable as well, that essentially the Muslim Brotherhood is absorbed into the military on some level and they have this sort of coalition And it's really the secular sort of progressives who have no voice in this government, depending on what happens with the parliament, that becomes the real tension point.
You also heard, though, Omar saying that he doesn't see Tahrir Square emptying out anytime soon. He sees the country as continuing in a state of kind of semi-revolution to a certain extent. And that is another scenario that could play out in the months ahead.
Well, I think the key is they have to get an institution that is representative of all of the diversity that Mohamed Morsi, in his speech, to his credit, actually talked about. He said that he is the president of all Egyptians. He referred to Christian minorities, gender minorities. And it's really important that those voices get into a new parliament.
Abdelrahman, last question for you. Omar does not feel as though Morsi is going to unite the country. What do you see as the scenario moving forward? Will there be a power grab between the Muslim Brotherhood and the military?
Of course, there will be. Even had Shafiq won, there would have not been any unity in this country. It's an extremely polarized society at the moment. And I guess with the advent of democracy, that's what you're going to get. That isn't necessarily a bad thing. Moving ahead, I think we have to understand something, that the Muslim Brotherhood is a reformist rather than revolutionary group. There will be some sort of confrontation with the military, but it will be confrontation that takes place behind closed doors during negotiations. It won't be a face-off in the streets, and it won't lead to erratic violence that everyone is afraid of. They do know that they have a president now whose powers have been severely limited by a military 11th hour military constitutional decree, and they've lost parliament. So they have a lot to fight for, and they will try and get as much as they can. But at the end of the day, the Muslim Brotherhood are a group that is always willing to do business.
Abdelrahman Hussein, a Cairo-based journalist who writes for The Guardian and also blogs at SibilantEgypt.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.